Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? In court, truth is important. The Bible teaches that in the end times, truth will give way to a lie. Not just any lie, but the lie. What that lie is, and how it's found adherence among the powerful in our media, is our focus for the next 8 Running to Win broadcasts. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer begins a series on Oprah, miracles, and the new earth, a look at the growing power of what the Bible calls the lie.
According to statistics, 100 million Americans have no allegiance to a church, to a mosque, to a synagogue, or to a temple. Among these 100 million, almost all of them are searching for something greater than themselves. They are looking to connect with some kind of a higher power. Spirituality that has been on the rise for many, many years is continuing to increase until it is becoming a national movement. Unfortunately, many of these people are becoming victim to what the Bible calls the lie. The lie. The purpose of this message is to identify the lie, to give it its origin, and then eventually to tell you how it's all going to end up. Actually, there is one more message on this topic that is going to come, especially as it relates to the end times, believing the lie. There was a con artist in Chicago who worked like this. He would ask people for money, and after he received the money, they would get a big return. And this went back and forth. I'm speaking about a friend of mine who had this experience. My friend eventually gave him $50,000, believing that he would receive money back, but the man kept it and was gone. Con artists will tell you that you should never lose sight of your goal. Keep the hook hidden. Mix truth with error. Make as many promises as you can and keep as many promises as you can. Give people what they want, but in the end, make sure they get what you want them to have. And that's the way the father of lies, Satan, does his work. In order to expose this lie, I'm using two people who have recently received a lot of exposure on the Oprah Winfrey program. I'm thinking, for example, of Eckhart Tolle and also Marianne Williamson. Eckhart, whose book I read last week, his book is entitled The New Earth. Marianne Williamson has written a commentary on a book that I read many years ago, at least read parts of it, entitled A Course in Miracles. That book, which I again checked out of the library a week ago, must be at least 600 or maybe even 1,000 pages. That book was actually written by what is known as automatic writing. In the preface, the author, Helen Schuckman, says that she was not the author of this book. She was simply the scribe. Automatic writing is this. What happens is you write things that actually bypass your consciousness. They are not things that you are thinking about or thinking up, but rather a spirit guide comes along and actually dictates to you through your writing what you are to put down. This is common in occult circles. Now, she says it wasn't automatic writing in the sense that she had to write. Theoretically, she could have stopped writing, and her book was actually written over a long period of time. And then after she wrote, she began to contemplate what she was writing. But the book itself was written by automatic writing, and the same can be true of Neil Walsh's book, Conversations with God. The very same thing. A spirit came along, a spirit guide, and he began to write the dictation that the spirit gave him. Now, with that introduction, what I want us to do is to understand the lie. And like so many things, it all begins in the Garden of Eden, where Satan has a series of lies, actually 4, but one of them is the lie, and all of the others have to become a part of it. And so if you have your Bibles, please turn to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 is a passage that I have preached on many times before. Some of this I've pointed out to you, but it needs to be retaught, particularly in light of the new dynamics and the new exposure to the lie. The serpent, of course, comes to Adam and Eve, and he comes in a disguise. He does not come as the devil. He comes as a serpent, which in those days, before the fall, evidently was a being that elicited no fear whatever. If Satan were to come down the aisle of a church and say, "I am the devil and I am here to deceive you," we'd be frightened out of our wits and we would run. But if he comes in a business suit, if he comes in a nice book — I was on the radio this week with someone who's a professor who said that he goes from church to church and people are using these books even in evangelical churches to see the wonderful depths that are in them — if he comes that way, nobody is afraid. Why should you be? Because what he has to say does not appear to be deceptive at all. It seems, in some sense, to be reasonable. So he comes as the serpent. And he comes with four lies, and in verses 4 and 5, actually, those four phrases are four lies, and I'm going to jump right into the very first one, which is really the lie. Satan comes to Adam and Eve and says, "You shall not surely die." He says, "God knows that in the day that you eat of the forbidden fruit, your eyes shall be opened," and now here is the first lie, "you shall be like God." You shall be like God. Now, if you're Adam and Eve standing there, in what sense can you be like God? Can you be like God in the sense that you're the creator of the sun, the moon, the stars? No, that's impossible and almost unthinkable. But if you say that everything is God, as pantheism does, and future generations were going to say, if you say that everything is God, nature is God, and God is all and all is God, well, then there's a sense in which you can say that you are God as well. And in that sense, we are all God. And we're reminded of Shirley MacLaine running onto Malibu Beach, "I'm God, I'm God, I'm God." And so the lie was born. The divinity of man is the lie. Eckhart Tolle, in his book, says this, just so that you grasp what all the buzz is about. He says that in this world of consciousness, in this world, we have all of these hurts and all of these regrets and all of this pain. But if we are able to go into another dimension, a dimension of human consciousness, it would be almost, and this is my illustration, not his, like being able to switch on a television set. First of all, you're on channel 5, and then you use the zapper, and you can switch into channel 7. And in that other realm, that parallel universe that you can connect to, you can live in a different dimension. And if you live in the now — that was one of the titles of his first book, The Power of Now — if you live in the now, you can transcend all of this pain and you can be at peace. And that's what he teaches. So what is this higher form of consciousness that he and others talk about? The higher form of consciousness really is the realm of spirit. And it is there that you are in contact not with the living God of the Bible. By no means. You are in contact with other beings, with other gods, or with the consciousness, however it might be defined. In the process, what happens is this in this literature. Statements that are made about God, that we would affirm are made about God, those statements are actually attributed to us now as human beings, because we are God. I'll quote directly from Tolle's book, page 71. "The truth," truth is capitalized, "the truth is inseparable from who you are. Yes, you are the truth. If you look for it elsewhere, you will be deceived every time. The very being is capitalized, that you are is truth. Jesus tried to convey that when he said, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life.' These words uttered by Jesus are one of the most profound and direct pointers to the truth. If understood correctly, if misinterpreted, they could become a great obstacle. What he's saying is, if you interpret it like we do, that Jesus is unique, that's a great obstacle. Jesus speaks of the innermost I am, capitalized, the essence and identity of every man, woman, and every life form. In fact, every one of us. So there you have it. You see, statements that we would say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, those statements are attributed to us as human beings. You shall be like God. Same thing happens in the book on miracles. I have many quotes that I don't even have time to give you. But Terry Cole Whitaker, who's in the same genre, though I'm not speaking about her today, said these words, and she said them very clearly. You are God, I am God, together we are God, and together with our consciousness, awakening, and choice, we create the kingdom of God. Worship yourself, you are the light. So there you have it. The first lie, you shall be like God. Self-worship, you are God. Believe me, the God that we're talking about when we read the word God in these books is not the God of the Bible. He is not personal. He is not outside of you. He's not transcendent. He is within you. He is not personal. He is a gestalt. He is a force. He is not sovereign. And absolutely, he is not holy, except in the sense that all of us are. And so these books talk about that all of us are holy, and all of us are sacred, and all of us are perfect. So you see, the God that we plug into is really just a bigger one of us, this undefined consciousness. That is the lie, the divinity of man.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I'm so glad that you plugged in and have listened to us today. One of the most important series of messages that I've ever given. In these messages, I am warning people about the new spirituality. And surely no one has done more to promote it than Oprah Winfrey, having these guests on her program. As I mentioned, 20 to 30 million people every single day listening to her and listening to what her guests have to say. That's why I've written the book entitled Oprah, Miracles, and the New Earth. And in a moment, you're going to be given information as to how you can receive your copy. And I wrote it for you, but I also wrote it for your friends. Wherever I go, there are people who say, you know, I know someone who's into these things. In fact, at a restaurant, someone said to me the other day, how dangerous is Eckhart Tolle? Maybe I over-exaggerated it, but I said, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think he's an 11. Yes, my friend. It is very important for us to be aware of what is being taught. And this idea that you find God by going within, because your consciousness actually is God, is occultic. That's what the new spirituality is about, and I believe that as a shepherd of God's sheep, it's my responsibility to warn you. Now, as I conclude, will you promise that you'll join us next time as this message continues, very critical for today's world?
Thank you, Pastor Lutzer. Irwin Lutzer has begun a series on Oprah, Miracles, and the New Earth, a critique of a perverted gospel with roots in the Garden of Eden. Tomorrow, more evidence that we may well be in the final days. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. This series can be yours as a book from Moody Publishers. Oprah, Miracles, and the New Earth will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for tomorrow's Running to Win.